Aloha and good morning, White Way listeners from the Big Island. This is David Fujimoto, Resident Minister of Punahonganji. I hope all of you are in good health as we are now in the month of September. During the months of August and September, it is that window period in which all of our children go back to school. The football season is in full swing. Another bone dance season wraps up. For many, life really starts to get back into the gear, as now we have to wake up early, feed our kids, make sure they are dressed, make their lunch, and make sure we get that cup of coffee before we start work. And that's only the start of the morning. We have to still get into the car, fight the traffic to make sure our kids get to school on time, and then also we get to work on time also. As I speak to you, I'm coming to you from the Hilo Side Tower of the Punahonganji. Every morning from the window of this tower, I can see the kids hurrying to school, parents rushing in and out of 7-Eleven, and the school buses passing by. It is quite a hectic street fronting the Punahonganji. It makes me remember how I used to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to get to Manoa from Aiea every morning as I went to the University of Hawaii. Now I pretty much consider myself lucky, as I wake up now at 6:45, make my wife breakfast and pack her lunch, see her off, leisurely take a shower, have breakfast, and walk just several steps to my office and start my day. It sure beats fighting 3 hours worth of traffic. We often go through the daily routines of life without even considering our spiritual life. Namo Amida Butsu, or chanting the Shoshinge, is not exactly the words we are reciting in the car. Maybe the lyrics to our favorite song, or reacting to the morning news or traffic report, or perhaps scolding our kids for making a mess in the back seat. Shinran Shonin thought that there was something wrong with salvation for the everyday man. The everyday man had to have had some way of seeking salvation without giving up everything to become a monk. When Shinran met Honin, he came to the realization of Amida's primal vow that saves everyone. He knew there was no holding back. He knew this was the golden ticket to the Pure Land for each and every one of us. He knew right there the Nembutsu teaching was right for him and for the everyday man. He did, however, also come to another realization. This remarkable golden ticket is a gift from Amida Buddha, through whom Namo Amida Butsu exists. What does that exactly mean for us? Through Amida's primal vow, we are gifted this remarkable gift of birth into the Pure Land by the power of the primal vow. By letting ourselves go and letting this faith in the primal vow flourish in us, our faith bursts into fruition and Namo Amida Butsu becomes a part of our lives. The recitation of Namo Amida Butsu becomes full and meaningful, and we realize that it becomes second nature. Just imagine faith flourishing in us just because of who we are. When you really think about it, it's a strange concept. But it doesn't mean we should take this for granted. Namo Amida Butsu recognizes that in receiving this gift, we live a life that is full of appreciation and more meaningful life. This past August marked my second year as resident minister here at Punahonganji. In these 2 years, many Namo Amida Butsus have been recited for many different reasons. And each and every one of those times, I cannot help but be thankful for the moment. All the karmic conditions that came into play for such and such moment to happen. Not only for these moments, but also in meeting a lot of people and learning from them, and also learning from their struggles in life just as our forefathers did in the generations before us as they worked the sugar plantations. As I look into the future, I know there will be many more times in which Namo Amida Butsu will be uttered as the world changes around us and more experiences lie ahead of us. Namo Amida Butsu is life. Life is Namo Amida Butsu. In this crazy world that we live in, Namo Amida Butsu exists all around us. We just have to see it and experience it for ourselves. When we experience Namo Amida Butsu, we then see how it naturally becomes a part of our lives. Like the sun shines down on the nutrient-rich soil that gives life to the seedling, the light of Namo Amida Butsu gives us the spiritual nutrients for our lives. Next time you wake up in the morning, go ahead and look around you. Look out of your window, and you will see the life of beauty. As you drive in traffic, or when you start getting flustered from your children, recite the Nembutsu. Then you'll start to see a change. Don't let anger overcome you. Let the Nembutsu overcome you. As it says in the Tanisho, the moment you entrust yourself thus to the vow, so that the mindset upon saying the Nembutsu arises within you, you are immediately brought to share in the benefit of being grasped by Amida, never to be abandoned. Being grasped by Amida is a great benefit, especially when we consider that we will never be abandoned. Picture, if you will, little David Fujimoto at Sears Ala Moana. He sees something he wants and immediately goes for it. He gets separated from his mother. In that frantic, scary moment of panic, he yells out, "Mommy!" Or mother calls out, "David!" Of course, to which hundreds of other mothers turn around and reply, or other Davids reply. But through it all, there she is. There she is looking for us. That is the same compassion of the Buddha, just as our mothers. They are always looking for us, never abandoning us in seers or in life. To close this morning's radio broadcast, let us listen to one of Denyo Shonin's letters entitled Shinjin Gyakutoku no Sho, or Attaining the Entrusting Heart. Please join me with your hands together in reverence. Attaining the Entrusting Heart. Attaining the entrusting heart lies in understanding the 18th vow. To understand this vow means to understand what Namo Amida Butsu is. And so, when one takes refuge, that is Namo, in Amida, in one thought moment, making aspiration and directing virtue is implied. This means that Amida Tathagata directs virtue to us foolish beings. This is taught in the larger sutra as bringing all sentient beings to the attainment of virtues. So it follows that all karmic evil and blind passions which we have given rise to since the beginningless past are completely extinguished by the inconceivable vow power. Hence, we dwell in the stage of non-retrogression, or the stage of the truly settled. This is the meaning of the statement, we attain nirvana without severing blind passions. This teaching is unique to our tradition and so should not be discussed with followers of other schools. This we should carefully bear in mind, humbly and respectfully. Namo Amida Butsu. Once again, this is David Fujimoto, resident minister of Puna Honganji, thanking you for tuning in this morning. I would like to also take this time to thank all of you for your support in making these past 2 years fun and a great learning experience. I hope you have a great week in the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandams. 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 Namandams.